Welcome to America's Favorite Wellness Hour, Healthy by Nature, with certified clinical nutritionist Marty Whittakin.
Good morning. Welcome to Healthy by Nature. I'm very excited about today's show. I'm always tickled when Dr. Kasanis is with us because he is a walking encyclopedia of all things health and nutrition, and that would be enough. He brought a couple of guests today, so I'm going to use this first segment just to do the introductions, but when we come back, we're going to talk about a real live case study of one person who has had a real interesting roller coaster ride with a very serious disease. And I think there are implications there for everybody, not only if you get a diagnosis, but just because we don't want to get one. And if we pay attention to what we've learned about treating, it certainly gives us a heads up about prevention as well. So first we have our friendly neighborhood medical genius, Dr. Constantine Kasanis, also known as Gus Kasanis, for those who aren't sure how to spell Constantine. And he's an integrative physician, meaning he integrates the best of medical current high-tech science along with the best of traditional and alternative and Eastern and Western and whatever works for patients. His practice is located in the Grapevine, Texas area, which is right smack near the DFW airport, which is handy because people come to see him from all over the country. Good morning. Welcome.
Good morning. Thank you for having us again.
Well, it's always fun when you bring in some of your team, and I want to start with your new person that I'm just getting acquainted with today, Emily Mason, and she is a physician's assistant. And I'll have to say, I think the physician's assistants and the nurses are going to save the country because there are not enough general practitioner internal medicine doctors to go around, especially under this new plan where everybody is supposed to have health care, and we aren't going to get into that, but to the extent that it is bringing more people under the tent, they look around, there are no more doctors. We are tickled to death that there are more and more, I think. Isn't that, Emily, is that not a growing field, the whole area of physician's assistants?
Absolutely, and especially in primary care, we're needing physicians and physician assistants.
Well, somehow I managed to blow most of that segment just telling about Dr. Kasanis. So we'll have to finish the introductions on the other side. But Emily Mason is well qualified, not only by education, but by experience. And one of the places that she worked fairly recently was the Mayo Clinic. And you know they've got very high standards. So we'll be real interested in her transition from that to the working at the Kasanis Institute, and we'll talk to her husband, Dylan, about his personal health journey. So don't go anywhere. This is Healthy by Nature. I'm Marty Whittakin. We'll be right back after 2 minutes. Count them, 120 seconds worth of very important information from our sponsors.
It's a long-standing tradition to give our homes a more thorough cleaning in the spring and fall, but you may not have thought about this. Our bodies also accumulate unwanted gunk over time. Toxins bombard us from the air, food, water, and even from skincare products. Toxins that don't leave the body are promptly stored in cells where they can gum up the works. We want to encourage them to leave, but most products called detoxifiers are little more than laxatives. They're not much help for removing waste from cells and tissues like the liver. The synergistic blend of herbs in Lily of the Desert's herbal detox formula works gently in several ways to target toxins wherever they hide. Studies show that an important proprietary ingredient, Lily's aloe vera concentrate, Alozorb, reduces blood levels of the toxins ammonia, nitrates, and free radicals by 40% or more. Lily of the Desert products are available at most natural food stores nationwide. Link to Lily from the sponsor page of RadioMarty.com. And please like Lily of the Desert on Facebook.
Folks who claim to get by on 5 hours sleep are kidding themselves. Science shows that we need 8 for the body to do its housekeeping and repair, including in the brain. Commercials promote sleep drugs, but just listen to the potential side effects. We need good sleep habits, a regular bedtime, allow 2 hours after dinner, and avoid caffeine late in the day. Our own pineal gland makes a terrific sleep aid, melatonin. It regulates sleep and wake cycles, helps with jet lag, and it's a powerful antioxidant. There are no food sources of melatonin, so when we need extra, I recommend Superior Sources Microlingual Melatonin. It dissolves almost instantly under the tongue. 3 milligrams is enough for me, but it also comes in 5 and 10. Melatonin is natural to the body, but check with your nutrition-oriented doctor if you take medications. Superior Source Melatonin is available at fine natural food stores nationwide. Click the Superior Source link on the sponsor page of HBNShow.com or go to SuperiorSourceVitamins.com.
Subscribe to Marty's free newsletter at the Healthy by Nature Show website, HBNShow.com. HBNShow.com.
Well, welcome back. And if the last 6 minutes are any indication, this hour is going to fly by. So get your pencil ready. I'm going to give the phone number out in case you have a comment, a suggestion, a thought, or a question. If you want to be a part of the show, we are at 800-281-8255. That's 800-281-TALK. And the guests in the studio are Dr. Gus Katsanis, medical doctor in the DFW area, Emily Mason, a physician's assistant, and her husband, who we'll get to in a moment. So, Emily, I was asking about physician's assistants, and I'm not sure everybody appreciates your role as, not you in particular, but a physician's assistant in an office. I often come across this kind of attitude that, oh, no, I want to talk to the doctor, not the physician's assistant, because I think some people think, well, you know, maybe you're just the one that takes notes or, you know, part of the office staff, but it's really quite different than that. Would you describe what a physician's assistant does?
Yes, and as we had spoken about in our previous segment, with more and more people to take care of and fewer physicians going into family practice, we have really taken on the role of having more time to sit down with the patient and talk to them, really listen to them, and then we are their spokesperson and going to the physician and working as a team to come up with the best treatment plan. So generally, it's alleviating the physicians to do more complex patients, and we take the time to listen and hear what the patients have to say.
I think so. I've been just going back to my own counseling practice. The patient often knows what's wrong and even what to do about it, but they, if they're not heard, that whole part of the equation is missed, so that we should never underestimate the power of listening and a good medical history. That's kind of the gold standard of where to start treatment. So
absolutely.
And what kind of training does it take to become a physician's assistant?
Yes, it's a master's degree, and so generally you'll need a 4-year bachelor's degree in biology or some sort of science, and then it's a 3-year program, master's program.
So a long way down the road toward being a doctor, it's a whole lot of training, and I figure you must have started that when you were 12, because you're a whole lot older than that now. Whatever you're doing, you keep doing it. So, and our other guest, your husband, Dylan Mason, got the last name right. You are also have been in the health field, also because you are a cell and molecular biologist. A clinical molecular biologist, which obviously I can't even say, let alone do that. But so that's pretty impressive. But you're here chiefly today as a case study of somebody who has an interesting history. So first of all, welcome. Glad to have you with us.
Glad to be here.
And thank you for sharing your story. You, as I understand it, the story starts when you were a teen, and I, before the show, brought up, oh, well, you you were had a diagnosis in your teens, but you think it went back further than that. So just kind of start at the beginning of this particular part of the story and fill us in.
Yeah, well, when I was 17, I was diagnosed via a lymph node biopsy. I had a lump that I first probably noticed around the age of 12, but didn't think much of it because I was 12 and, you know, I had bigger things on my mind, like baseball. And so when the physician first looked at it, they didn't think much of it, but we got the diagnosis back of a stage 1 lymphoma.
Perhaps we should translate what is lymphoma for those that aren't familiar.
Yeah, lymphoma is a cancer that affects the lymph system, which is essentially the part of the body that filters and cleans out and uses the white blood cells to clean out debris and to just do a various host of things supporting the immune system.
Is it almost like, Dr. Castanos, if I can interrupt a second, the whole lymphatic system is often just totally ignored. People don't know about it. Isn't it almost the flip side of the circulatory system that's delivering oxygen, delivering nutrients, and then the lymphatics is kind of the waste system where wastes go out and a huge part of the immune system.
Yeah, two things. One, it returns everything back to the cardiovascular system from the cells, like a sewer system. But more important than that is it is part of the immune system and fights infections and fights disease and fights everything. So really we need to have the lymphatic system intact.
So, Dylan, your defenses not only just are down, they themselves are under attack. That doesn't sound like a ideal situation at all.
No. Unfortunately, it was a stage 1, and the research suggested not getting treated initially, but watching and waiting. So that is what we did in combination with also at that time, from 1997 on, we became researchers on how to use nutrition and diet and juicing and supplementation to improve the deficiencies that were already there to help create a condition of cancer.
And so how long did you watch and wait?
We watched and waited and got most of the conventional diagnostics along the way that suggested we continue to watch and wait, but I went through past 5 years, and the cancer eventually returned in 2005. So it would be around 8 years that we watched and waited, and I felt another lump and went through the same process again. And this particular time in 2005, it came back as a stage 4. Although what we did seemed it might be successful in terms of length of time, over 5 year survival, it wasn't a good thing to be in a worse situation than initially. Go ahead.
Do you have a suspicion of what changed?
I was very healthy initially. From 1997 through the first few years of college, I did everything I could to eat right, and I juiced, and I was very diligent about my diet and my immune system. And then I started working harder. I graduated from college, and you know, a little more stress, a little less money, so I couldn't afford the good foods that previously my parents were affording for me. So it was maybe just a whole lifestyle change.
Is it possible to be a really healthy person eating out of vending machines? I'm thinking not.
No.
Okay. So we've just got a couple of minutes before this next break. And I want to open this up to discussion with Dr. Castanos about healing methods in general. But how did you happen to meet Emily? And was it when you were both at the Mayo Clinic, or
that was when we did reconnect? But we actually went to college together. She was a gymnast, and I was a cheerleader on the cheerleading team, and we practiced in the same gym. I have a twin brother that was also a cheerleader that married one of her teammates, and it was around 2005 when we were both working in the clinical labs at Mayo that we reconnected and Now I'm just a really lucky guy with both a perfect wife and someone who's helped a lot with my treatments.
Well, I can imagine that it is wonderful, and I'd like to know from your side, Emily, at the Mayo Clinic and looking at your previous work history and what they teach you in college, from what I know, how did you make the transition to being enough on board with integrative medicine that you can work with Dr. Casamas? Was it partly just hearing Dylan's story, or?
Well, I guess being in family practice and the urgent care setting, you get to see the same issues come up over and over, and you see just putting a Band-Aid on things. And with Dylan, just getting to know him more and his recent relapse, I really got more and more into it, and I've always kind of liked this approach quite a bit.
Well, it is logical. I mean, it's just kind of hard to think about doing the same thing over and over again and getting the same result, which is typically the sick gets sicker. Mm-hmm. You have to at some point say, well, wait a minute. And I want to bring up something I heard on another radio show this morning. It was an interview about the book Radical Remission and what the common themes are with people who do go into remission. And it has not necessarily anything to do with how much conventional treatment they get, but a lot of things you actually have control of, which is the good news. So we'll be right back with Dylan and Emily Mason and Dr. Cassana. So don't go anywhere. This is Healthy by Nature. I am Marty Whittakin, and I'm thrilled to be here with you. Thanks for tuning in. We'll be right back.
Prevent those frustrating seasonal symptoms, including sneezing, runny nose, and watery eyes that can spoil your time outdoors by supercharging your immune response right at the source, your digestive tract, where an amazing 70% of your immune cells reside. If your immune system views pollen, animal dander, or wheat as a dangerous invader, it will react by stimulating an inflammatory response and incite all those unpleasant symptoms. What you may not know is that the immune receptor cells residing in your gut all depend on a healthy probiotic population to function at their peak. That's why Dr. Fred Pescatore, a best-selling author on the subject, recommends Dr. O'Hara's probiotics as a top-tier defense in the management of seasonal symptoms. Dr. O'Hara's probiotics delivers live, beneficial bacteria in an easily absorbed formula and is backed by over 25 years of research. Discover the Dr. O'Hara difference and enjoy the outdoors again.
Dr. O'Hara's probiotics are available at Vitamin Shoppe, Whole Foods, Sprouts, and other fine health food stores nationwide.
Do you have unsightly discolorations under your toenails or fingernails? Have you tried those expensive fungus medications that didn't really work and contained worrisome chemicals? Have you had skin rashes where you were given cortisone creams that only helped temporarily and thin your skin? Ow! Well, have no fear. It's Young Health Ozonated Olive Oil to the rescue. Oxygen is the enemy of fungus and other causes of nail and skin issues. Oxygen is also known to help age spots, acne, warts, minor cuts, and many other skin irritations. What could be more safe and natural than oxygen infused into olive oil or coconut oil? Use all natural Young Health ozonated oil salves for whatever bothers your skin or nails. But wait, there's more good news. It's very economical, and on average, a 2-ounce jar can last up to 2 months. Choose ozonated olive oil or ozonated coconut oil. Call 800-753-9907 now and begin enjoying your clearer, smoother skin and healthy nails right away. Call now, 800-753-9907.
We're all busy, so busy that only 20% of us eat the recommended 5 fruits and vegetables a day. Only 10% of us really eat properly and exercise. No wonder that 1 in 3 American adults exhibit signs of cardiovascular disease. We know that we should eat right and exercise, but we just don't. This is where concentrated nutrition can help. Coles Optimizer from Jaro Formulas is that concentrated nutrition designed to deliver important cardiovascular support. The sources are natural, and the combination of ingredients is based on clinical science. Jaro Formulas Coles Optimizer combines clinically tested levels of sesame seed lignans, tocotrienols, and artichoke extract optimized with red yeast rice. It's designed to support cholesterol levels already in the normal range, as well as reduce the oxidation of LDL cholesterol. Ask for Coles Optimizer at your
your local health food store. Or for more information, go to Jarrow.com. That's J-A-R-R-O-W for the best in cardiovascular formulas.
Dr. Here's Probiotics has been a proud sponsor of the Healthy by Nature show for well over a decade.
If you have a question about lymphoma, certainly about cancer in general, about immune challenges in general, that's what we're talking about today with Dr. Gus Kasanis and his physician's assistant, Emily Mason, and her husband, Dylan, who is currently a patient at the Kasanis Institute. So, Dylan, if you have a... Although I should give the phone number, 800-281-TALK, 800-281-8255. We followed this history to the point where you did have a recurrence or a relapse, and so bring us up to date from then. That was in 2005?
Yeah, in 2005 it relapsed. It was in my bone marrow, so it was considered a stage four. At that time, they recommended aggressive chemotherapy with radiation, and I had done so much alternative work previous to that. I decided to give juicing a chance, and I went to the Anne Wigmore Institute and did wheatgrass juicing.
Uh-huh.
And 3 months into that treatment, all my scans came back clear, and the Mayo oncologist I was working with, Dr. Zent, just suggested I keep doing what I was doing and took treatment off the table. So at that time,
I interrupt just a second to ask, did he say, gosh, what are you doing? Let me take notes.
No, that's never happened. Yeah.
Never happens. It's crazy. Go ahead.
Right. Yeah, that's never happened, and he was more supportive than just about any.
Well, that is a blessing.
Yeah, I don't think that on average your general oncologist isn't trained to be in the area of not treating. He's trained to treat and you know, get the evidence.
There's
that you're clear.
Hammer in the tool bag.
Right. Yeah. Right. So with now being in remission and not having to be treated, I went on with my life. Got two root canals, and that was after getting married to Emily, and she said she noticed a change right from a change in how healthy I was at the time I got my root canals. I think we knew better, but I had a sinus infection that occurred with the root canals. We redid the root canals, and still the sinus infection recurred, came back, and. At around that same time, my health just started declining, and by 2013, I had a big spleen that I could palpate and lymph nodes all over my body, and we were pretty sure I had cancer again, and sure enough, it was stage four cancer, the lymphoma, a little more aggressive than it had been in the past, and we were. Then having to make decisions as to how we were going to treat moving forward. And
so what, fill in the dotted lines between there and Grapevine, Texas.
Yeah, that was in January of 2012, we decided to try out the Gerson therapy. And we did a good solid 9 months of Gerson. We think we did a lot of cleansing, but ultimately, I ended up in the hospital with healing reactions associated with the Gerson treatment, and I have a particular cancer type that when cells die, I have the tumor lysis syndrome, and symptoms like gout and indigestion, and so the symptoms were so severe. I oftentimes had trouble walking, trouble getting up and down stairs. I didn't like having to get help getting dressed, but every once in a while need help putting socks on. I mean, I was in bad shape.
And again, your age at that point?
I was 33.
Yeah,
at that time.
That's not typical.
and this is coming from someone who formerly, you know, was fairly athletic. I exercised every day. I was very active.
Former cheerleader.
Yeah, cheerleader. And so it was quite a difference in activities. I worked hard. I traveled for work, and I had to stop working. I had to focus completely on treatment, and that's what we did from Gerson for 9 months, and then I went to the hospital, and we decided to change it up, and that's when we found Dr. Katsanis.
Well, and I saw you walk in here under your own power today, but I can't attest to how your socks got on, but it looks like to me you're in better shape.
I'm now putting my socks on all by myself with next to no pain, which is just a pleasure to say.
Excellent. Dr. Katsanis, time for you to weigh in on this whole journey. When you've been on the show before, we've talked about, you keep reminding us that cancer is a multifactorial problem, and usually there is not one magic bullet that fixes all of the things that contribute to it. And I don't think, for example, root canals come with a warning label that say, oh, by the way.
You know, there is a simple message that I want to deliver to the public, and that is, I want to compare the body to a car. And really,
we take good care of our cars. Go ahead.
Yes, we do, unfortunately, but not our bodies. So what we need to remember is the problem is the immune system. It is not a part of your body that goes wrong. That's the final problem. The engine goes out. So if we compare the immune system to the engine that drives your health, that's what you need to pay attention to. And really, the engine in a human cell is the mitochondria, which is a factory that makes energy.
Now, just a little translation for those that are new to this. We talk about mitochondria once in a while, but a lot of our new listeners don't realize they have cells. I mean, they just look in the mirror and they see big blobs of things. But
yeah, we're billions of cells.
Yeah, we are billions of cells, and inside those cells are hundreds of little things that almost seem like not part of us, yeah. And they have their own DNA,
exactly.
And that's a whole other story.
And they make the energy. Without energy, pretend you're in a fancy building. What would happen if I shut off the electricity? You won't be able to be there more than a couple of days. So the mitochondria drive the energy. But for the mitochondria to drive the energy, you have all the other systems to be intact, like the immune system, the digestive system, the brain. They all talk to each other. They're friends. And what happens when disease...
They're part of our team. It's got to all work.
It's a Super Bowl team. So when the mitochondria are clobbered, it's like taking your star pitcher, your star quarterback, and pound him, break his knees. Well, you're not going to have a good team after that. So what we need to do is to see why it happened. And why it happened, I've gone back 3,000 years and I've done literature search. Why did this happen? Hippocrates, 2,500 years ago, talked about cancer. It was extremely rare. Now we come forward to the 21st century, and we see one in two people have cancer as we speak. The Chinese predict whoever is alive in 2050 will have cancer. Why? Because of the post-industrial civilization pollution that we all have, that we're doing.
We're poisoning our mitochondria, so every cell doesn't have the energy to do whatever its particular job is?
Well, the first job of the cell is to keep you clean. The mitochondria is to provide energy to clean up your kitchen. You clean the kitchen first before you cook. That's how the cell works. But if you utilize, let's say, you're going to prepare a cordon bleu dinner, you're going to have 50 people come over, and you got 8 hours to do it. But if you spend 7 hours cleaning, you're not going to have a cordon bleu dinner. You're going to have a Kentucky Fried Chicken dinner.
Okay. And bring out the bucket.
So that's what we need to do. Correct the immune system, support the cell, support the mitochondria with nutrients, and also correct the battery, the electricity in the mitochondria, and then you have no disease.
Well, I have heard that paying attention to the mitochondria is the new frontier in cancer treatment, and as usual, you arrived there ahead of everybody else, which is one of the reasons we're so thrilled to have you supporting the program. We'll be right back, talk more about how this not only affects Mason, but how it will affect you and things that you can do for prevention. I also want to ask about this idea of spontaneous remission and what's the first thing you should do if you get a diagnosis. We'll handle all that when we come back.
At half past the hour, you are tuned to Healthy by Nature with certified clinical nutritionist Marty Whittakin.
It's good to know that we can do something about the tens of thousands of chemicals in our air and drinking water, the mercury in seafood, the pesticides in our food, toxins in cleaning and yard products, and the hormone-disrupting plasticizers and packaging. We can't move to another planet, but we can buy safer organic products. We can take dietary supplements to lessen the impact. To get rid of toxins stored in our tissues, even in our brains, there is the far infrared sauna. It gently stimulates cells to release stored toxins and flush them out through the skin. This sauna uses a lower temperature for a longer time, so it's even safe for heart patients. It's comfortable and it doesn't feel like it's cooking your eyeballs. I read or watch TV while I turn back the years. Our sauna is portable and quite affordable. Learn more by clicking the product button at RadioMarty.com or call 877-262-7843. 877-262-7843.
It's no secret that as we age, our bodies go through a lot of changes. Most people believe aches and pains are an inevitable part of the aging process, but it doesn't have to be. You can do something about it. Collagen is the major component of connective tissue in the body and is the foundation of ligaments, tendons, cartilage, and bones. After age 25, natural collagen production typically slows at a rate of about 1.5% per year. Fast forward to age 50 and your body could be producing 35% less collagen, possibly resulting in weakened connective tissue and bones. Collagen Joint Complex by NeoCell is an all-natural, complete joint formula that contains collagen, glucosamine, chondroitin, and hyaluronic acid, which are the four key nutrients needed to support the health of our joints. To learn more about NeoCell's full line of joint support, beauty, and anti-aging products, visit NeoCell.com or visit your favorite local health food store nationwide.
No two people have the same fingerprint or the same chemistry. That's why Dr. Constantine Cassanis doesn't use cookie-cutter treatments. He really listens to you, and with advanced techniques determines your unique physical and biochemical makeup. He wants to do more than suppress symptoms. His integrative approach blends the best of traditional and complementary medicine to create a safe, effective plan to solve the underlying problem. Dr. Cassanis has completed original research as a published author and now teaches his successful techniques to other doctors. For 19 years, he has used complementary medicine to treat autism, chronic fatigue, and other puzzling conditions. For 10 years, he's had remarkable success with cancer. A whole support team guides you, coordinates with your other practitioners, and for remote patients, even helps with hotel recommendations and obtaining free flights within the U.S. Go to the sponsor page of RadioMarty.com and follow the Cassanis Institute link or call 888-804-3950.
Healthy by Nature is sponsored in part by HealthWorksMart.com.
Our guest today in the studio, Dr. Gus Cassanis, medical doctor with an integrative practice in the Grapevine, Texas area, close to DFW. There is a link to his practice, the Cassanis Institute, on the Healthy by Nature website, hbnshow.com. You can go there and click on it if you don't want to have to remember K-O-T-S-A-N-I-S Institute. And his physician's assistant, Emily Mason, and her husband, a patient at the clinic, Dylan Mason. And Dylan has, I'll remind you in case you forgot from the beginning of the show or didn't tune in until later, he has a degree in cell and molecular biology, and clinical molecular biology is what he's been doing. So he's not by any means a neophyte when it comes to health issues, in addition to the fact that he's got more motivation than most people because of his history with lymphoma. So, Dylan, you're doing what you know how to do in Minnesota. You've been at the Mayo Clinic. You've tried the Gerson treatment and so on. How did you find and not just connect with Dr. Cassanis, but what made you think this was the place to come?
you know, we always had no trouble. We always had insurance, so we had no trouble getting referred to an oncologist, but we really felt we were compromising care by leaving out all the other factors other than just we know there's a cancer cell. We know, yeah, we'd like those cancer cells, that type, to die. But when you leave out the psychological aspects, the nutritional aspects, the things going on in my mouth in terms of the root canal I had had, when you leave all that out, you're really compromising care. And I didn't want to get involved with any treatment, whether it was conventional or alternative, without having a physician and an advocate that really appreciated all of those factors going into overall health and healing. And Emily and I, we looked for quite a while. We traveled to Mexico. We traveled to around the country, getting multiple opinions from multiple what we were looking for, functional physicians, integrated physicians that believed in treating a person as a whole and not just as a diagnosis. And we were fortunate to have settled on someone who was not only local, but what we felt a clinic that was as qualified as any we had found. So that's basically how we decided on Dr. Katsanis.
Well, as Dr. Katsanis said, and I'm so glad you did, because now we have you here. As you said off the air, the lump or bump we see, and you referred to that, yeah, that's an issue, but what about all of the issues behind it? Why did it come? You know, what's going to encourage it to go away without just taking the flamethrower to it? The heavy artillery, which is the modern oncology method to date, although it's starting to change. There's starting to be some interest in the immune system, if they can find a drug that will make the immune system do something, mostly. But that is, it's more than even the iceberg, that lump at the top. What's behind it is probably even more massive than what's below the surface in an iceberg.
Well, cancer is a fire. And what we do traditionally, we try to put out the smoke. And we never try to put out the fire.
All of that. Yeah.
Put out the fire. Okay, that's what we need to do. To put out the fire, you have to physically, emotional, spiritual, you know, fire. You got to put all three fires out. And then you have a good chance for healing.
We've mentioned this a little bit in the past, but I think it bears repeating. As I said, I listened to another show this morning. I was interviewing the author of a book on radical remission. And these are people that have, by all standards, should not have survived, and they did. They became well again. And some of it was diet and herbs and supplements, but the common themes were they took control, they got joy in their life, they paid attention to their spiritual life, they had a strong reason to live, a whole lot of mind-body stuff that it is not usually attended to in conventional medicine as being too woo-woo, but I know you have a different attitude, Dr. K.
Traditional medicine, I can prove it if I would have time to do this, but it goes three generations back physically and about 21 generations back spiritually. Really, so when you have to go back several generations to find the cause. And if you examine it carefully, you see the physical, emotional, spiritual components, and you have to resolve all of them. Otherwise, the fire is never going to go out.
And we used to think that, well, we are a case of one, but now we know from epigenetics and epigenomics that what we do will affect our children directly and their children and their children, and that's a whole new idea that they only want to look at that in terms of, well, if you don't have enough zinc or you get too much BPA or something, that's going to affect a couple of generations. It'll be a while yet, I fear, before they start looking at if you are an angry, unsatisfied, negative, pessimistic person, how many generations does that affect?
If we were to regress biblically, we see that, you know, sins of the parents will affect the children. So what does it mean scientifically? the DNA remembers several generations. And it will carry forward all the negativities and all the diseases, not just physical, but emotional, spiritual, comes forward. And the end result, the body pays for it.
Well, so I'd like a new set of parents. Thank you. We can't do that. I mean, I happen to have loved mine, but I know they passed on some, at least some physical crap I'd like to give back. But what about we wake up today in 2014, how do we address that? What can we do to undo some of the damage and change the environment in our body and in ourselves?
Well, we need to go back in time and see. Densho was a phenomenal physician back in the 20s, in the early 20th century. And he taught us how to go back using light therapy, like sunlight therapy, to find the emotions, provoke them, talk about them, forgive and release. Now, we have a fortunate to be here in Dallas-Fort Worth, Dr. Stephen Vasquez, that's how it's spelled. He's phenomenal. He's continuing the work of Densho. He improved it tremendously. And I sent all my patients to him. He's really, really great. You should have him on your show.
I'd like to, and we've been talking about how to accomplish that. And it's one of the things I love about what you do is that you don't pretend to have all the answers yourself. You put together a team of professionals in each of these areas, whether it's testing, figuring out what the right treatment is, incorporating the spiritual, the emotional, all of those things. You put together a team. And by the way, folks, when we say spiritual, we're not saying that you need to be this religion or that religion. It has to do with connecting with that part of you that feels spiritual about whatever you believe in and making that a part of your life. So now I have a feeling there's one of the places where you could get a hug at the doctor's office too. We'll be right back.
Stress takes its toll on all of us. Many find relief from life's pressures with exercise, but vigorous exercise can deplete the body's supply of magnesium. If we drink coffee or alcohol, we lose even more. Magnesium is an essential activator of nearly 300 enzymes required for proper nerve function, bone integrity, and heart rhythm. So ensuring that you have adequate levels is critical. When combined with an amino acid, it's much easier for magnesium to cross into the bloodstream. That's why Doctor's Best High Absorption Magnesium uses 100% fully reacted chelated magnesium with the amino acids glycine and lysine. So if you want the best magnesium at the best price, don't get stressed out. Just ask for Doctor's Best High Absorption Magnesium, because you deserve it. Doctor's Best products are available at Walgreens and at fine health food stores nationwide. To learn more, listen to the experts at ScienceBasedNutritionPodcast.com.
My name is Joanne. I'm from Chippewa Falls, Wisconsin, and I've been using Willard water for more than 15 years. My husband and I are very careful about our nutrition. We eat organic food, try to maintain a healthy lifestyle, and we drink Willard water every day. I'm 65 years old. My husband is 64. We're in fantastic shape. Willard water plays a key role in our good health. Willard water helps the body absorb more of the vitamins and nutrients we need for good health. It's also full of natural minerals. I'm here to tell you what thousands of others around the world already know. Willard water works. If you care about your health, you'll go out and buy some today.
To learn more about the benefits of Willard water, call us at 888-379-4552 or visit our website at drwillard.com. That's drwillard.com. These statements have not been evaluated by the Food and Drug Administration, and Willard water is not intended to treat, diagnose, cure, or prevent any diseases.
Summer fun. Beach, pool, boating, golf, gardening, scratches, dry skin, chapped lips, sunburn, not much fun, unless you're prepared with Lily of the Desert Aloe Vera Jelly and Lip Balm. We all know that the aloe vera plant soothes painful burns, moisturizes, and helps skin heal quickly. In fact, aloe products are everywhere, even in the gift shop of any vacation spot. But you just can't tell by looking that most of them contain very little aloe or that processing has removed the healing elements from the leaves.
insist on Lily of the Desert brand. It's 99% organic aloe. The constituents that give the leaf its magical reputation have been protected and enhanced. Lily of the Desert Aloe Vera Jelly also contains vitamins for a healthy skin and comes in three affordable sizes. Most natural food stores nationwide carry the jelly and lip balm. Buy them now for first aid at home, and for goodness sake, don't go on vacation without it, or you may get stuck with that other stuff from the gift shop. Join Lily of the Desert on Facebook.
Subscribe to Marty's free newsletter at the Healthy by Nature Show website, hbnshow.com. hbnshow.com.
So, we've been talking today about cancer, immune challenges in general, something on lymphoma in particular, but we really have to think in terms of everybody is different, and one of the problems I find with conventional medicine in general is that it's pretty cookie cutter. It's as they develop more kind of customized high-tech drugs, it's getting less so, but still it's the, you see a tumor, let's kill it with all the cutting, burning, and poisoning we can muster. And I know that nobody here is saying don't do conventional treatment, don't do what your doctor says. That's not the point at all, because most everything that we've talked about today is something that can be done in addition to the treatment that you're already getting. But there's no question in my mind that often patients perish not so much from the disease, but the debilitating effects of the treatments that are overdone. And for people who just can't tolerate the radiation or the chemotherapy, or they go in for having a tumor removed and end up with C. difficile or some bacteria they pick up in the hospital. So you just have to go in with your eyes open and know that there are other options. So Dr. Kasanis, you wanted to say something about Emily and bring her back into the conversation. I'll let you do that.
I look at my office as a symphony of people that are dedicated to healing. And we have, my office is primarily a research office. And I need good people to carry on not just my research, but also the everyday needs of my patients. And Emily, she's so wonderful. She can pretty much do everything that I do. And she's kind, she's knowledgeable, she's proficient. So she's a great compliment to my office. So I want to thank you for joining us. And what do you think the patients appreciate the most about an integrative medicine setting like ours?
Yes, thank you. I think it's wonderful that I can appreciate the clinic from both a patient standpoint and now as a provider. And I think initially coming there with Dylan as patients, we really appreciated the family feel and just the comprehensive approach. We felt like nothing was left on the table, that everything was addressed, and very open communication. And it felt like you were working with your physician. Dr. Katsanis is really good at listening to his patients and listening to what their desires are versus this is what we provide and, you don't really have a say. So I think patients appreciate that quite a bit about the clinic, and it really is a wonderful place for treatment and healing.
I would suspect, I hope I never have the opportunity to prove this, but that if I were diagnosed and I went to any other kind of facility, I would be labeled as a bad, bad patient because I would ask too many questions. I would be watching to see that the stethoscope was cleaned, the hands were cleaned. I would challenge, what's the science behind this? And I would be bringing in studies. They would not probably appreciate me most places, but that's not the case with Dr. Kasanis. I'll bet if it's anything new, he'd be snatching it out of your hand.
Absolutely. He is just wonderful, just a wonderful physician, and it's been a great experience, both being a provider and a patient.
Well, we're glad to have you with us. We've got a couple minutes left in this segment, and I want to come back at the end in the final segment and talk to Dylan again about the future. But what should somebody do, Dr. Katsanis, when they get a diagnosis? I know panic and paralysis set in for most people right away, but what would you recommend they do besides breathing?
Yeah, well, cancer is not a death sentence, number one. Number two, the lump and bump stage, that means you're headed for at least 10 years. So therefore, don't worry about it. You need to get your thoughts together. It's a warning, a red sign. Say, do something, make a U-turn and come back. And lifestyle has to change. Your physical has to change. Your emotions and your spirituality has to revisit it from scratch. And do something to support the number one system that is going to help you, which is the immune system, and ultimately the mitochondria that will turn things around for you. But it's for life. Once you have it, it's like diabetes. I call cancer diabetes type 3. You really need to pay attention to what you're doing for the rest of your life.
Well, for sure, because if it did take 10 or 20 years to get to the point, you want to reverse the process, but you've got a long makeup session to take care of the things that, yeah.
I'm coming up with a treatment right now. It takes 3 months to bring you back to square one. It's really amazing.
Well, it sounds like it. And we know that you handle other kinds of conditions. This is just a kind of the extreme expression of all of those things having gone wrong. And a lot of the other conditions are milestones along the way that if we were paying attention to them, maybe we wouldn't be at this point either. Well, we'll have a little bit of time when we come back. I'd like to check in with Dylan about how he's feeling about his progress, because I know you would all be empathetic wanting to know that too. So don't go away. We're talking with Dr. Gus Katsanis. I'll give you his contact information when we come back as well. This is Healthy by Nature. I'm Marty Whitaker.
Prevent those frustrating seasonal symptoms, including sneezing, runny nose, and watery eyes that can spoil your time outdoors by supercharging your immune response right at the source, your digestive tract, where an amazing 70% of your immune cells reside. If your immune system views pollen, animal dander, or wheat as a dangerous invader, it will react by stimulating an inflammatory response and incite all those unpleasant symptoms. What you may not know is that the immune receptor cells residing in your gut all depend on a healthy probiotic population to function at their peak. That's why Dr. Fred Pescatore, a best-selling author on the subject, recommends Dr. O'Hara's probiotics as a top-tier defense in the management of seasonal symptoms. Dr. O'Hara's probiotics delivers live, beneficial bacteria in an easily absorbed formula and is backed by over 25 years of research. Discover the Dr. O'Hara difference and enjoy the outdoors again.
Dr. O'Hara's probiotics are available at Vitamin Shoppe, Whole Foods, Sprouts, and other fine health food stores nationwide.
Worry that your get-up-and-go may have left you for good? Health experts tell us that if we just ate more fruits and vegetables, we'd feel better and have more energy. But who has that much time in the kitchen every day? And vitamin supplements don't contain all of nature's magic. What we truly need is to eat more real food, actual food from nature. I want to share a secret with you today. Fruit of the Spirit is a delicious, easy solution for getting more whole food from nature. Fruit of the Spirit is a puree of 12 whole superfruits, 3 herbs, and restorative minerals from the Dead Sea that support natural energy without stimulants. Fruit of the Spirit's blend is so nutritionally dense that 1 ounce provides 5 servings of fruits and vegetables in a convenient, great-tasting drink. Kids love it. Get your get-up-and-go back and receive a discount on your order. Go to the sponsor page of hbnshow.com or call us at 1-800-793-8830. 1-800-793-8830.
Folks who claim to get by on 5 hours sleep are kidding themselves. Science shows that we need 8 for the body to do its housekeeping and repair, including in the brain. Commercials promote sleep drugs, but just listen to the potential side effects. We need good sleep habits, a regular bedtime, allow 2 hours after dinner, and avoid caffeine late in the day. Our own pineal gland makes a terrific sleep aid, melatonin. It regulates sleep and wake cycles, helps with jet lag, and it's a powerful antioxidant. There are no food sources of melatonin, so when we need extra, I recommend Superior Sources Microlingual Melatonin. It dissolves almost instantly under the tongue. 3 milligrams is enough for me, but it also comes in 5 and 10. Melatonin is natural to the body, but check with your nutrition-oriented doctor if you take medications. Superior Source Melatonin is available at fine natural food stores nationwide. Click the Superior Source link on the sponsor page of HBNShow.com or go to SuperiorSourceVitamins.com.
Sign up for podcasts or listen to past programs on our website, HBNShow.com. HBNShow.com.
Oh, boy. This is would be one of those good days for a show stretcher. If we had had more time, we could certainly use it. We've been visiting with Emily Mason, physician's assistant with the Cassanis Institute, with Dr. Cassanis, and I'll have a parting thought from him in a minute, but I wanted to touch base with you again, Dylan Mason. How are you feeling about things at the moment? Where are you headed? Got any ski trips planned? Or
Oh geez, we're so excited. We've been home-based because of my symptoms for so long, and now two-thirds into our planned therapy around. I'm feeling so much better. But I wanted to say, because I think for patients out there, for anyone who's considering, you know, what a treatment like might look like and what it might feel like compared to what a normal person going through a conventional treatment experience. Normally, you have your primary care physician who refers you to an oncologist, and you work with that oncologist solely. And in my experience, I have an oncologist that I'm working with, that I have Dr. Cotsanis that I'm working with, but I also have one of the best dentists. I have a psychologist that I'm working with. We've come up with a nutritional plan as well as some plans. Lymphoma is heavily associated with both EBV, which I have, and the
which is
the Epstein-Barr virus, right? Uh-huh. And more we're finding out the viral etiologies of cancer, and also I'm sure your frequent listeners probably have heard about candida and yeast. Oh. and cancer, and that's also something I was afflicted with. So our treatment plan not only kills cancer cells, but it has elements of antiviral and elements of anti-candida, and the good sound psychology, dentistry, and as well as a conventional oncologist on board. I don't think there's a more complete way to treat a person than what I'm getting right now with the Cotsanis Institute, and I'm definitely thankful that we're doing it this way.
Well, I want you to check back in with us when you sign up for your first marathon, because I know you're in this for the long haul, and I've really appreciated having you all with us. We'll let Dr. Cassanis have the last word some other time, because that music means we have run out of time. But again, the Cassanis Institute is in Grapevine, Texas, and their phone number is 817-481-6342. More details by going to healthybynatureshow.com or hbnshow.com. Click on the sponsor button, and there's a picture of Dr. K. Just click on that, and you go to their website, and you'll find a lot more details. And sure appreciate having everybody come in today. It was fun. And
Healthy by Nature is sponsored in part by Lily of the Desert Alloceuticals.
If you aren't confused about fats and foods, congratulations. You must have doubted the advice from experts so often quoted in the news. In Marty Wittekin's new booklet, Fat Free Folly, she uses new studies to show how we got into trouble with diet fads that steered us away from the natural path. Fat Free Folly shows us how to build health with good fats, ones required for the brain, heart, immune system, and even for weight loss. See how saturated fat got a bad reputation it doesn't deserve, and why vegetable oil
should not have been hyped. Learn which oil reduces death from all causes and both sides of the story on canola oil. Fat-Free Folly by Marty Whittakin is an easy read and only costs $6.95. Buy it now in the HBNShow.com store, which sells her book on heartburn and those from some favorite radio show guests. Visit HBNShow.com or call 877-262-7843. That's 877-262-7843.